We're going to look at verse number 7 through 12. And I want to share a portion of tonight. Wake up before you slip up. Man, when I read this in the text and in the Bible, I'm telling you, it excites me to be able to preach this tonight and let God just move throughout this service. Wake up before you slip up. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word. Acts chapter number 20 and verse number 7, the Bible says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread," Acts 20 and 7, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching," thank God for long-winded preaching, amen? Hey, it's in the Bible. It's in the Bible, long preaching. "He sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. And Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. And when he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted." Father, we love you and we thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for the breaking of bread. I thank you for the word of God tonight. I thank you that we can come into your house and worship you tonight in spirit and in truth. Lord, I pray for all the prayer requests that's mentioned tonight. Lord God, I lift them up to you. Lord, I pray tonight as we study this portion of your word, Father, that you just remind us tonight, Father, to not fall asleep on prayer requests, not fall asleep on coming to your house, not fall asleep, but stay awake, stay alert, stay what you'd have us to be, Father, Lord. As the time's drawing nigh, Father, we need to be more awake than we've ever been. And Father, I pray tonight you have your will and way throughout this service. Lord, I pray right now for little Hadley DeMar. Lord God, I lift her up to you. Father, I pray for the ones that, Father, that's had the leg amputated. I lift up the Burleson man. Lord, all over this room tonight, the unspoken request. Lord, I pray you touch them in a mighty way. Father, I pray you have your will and way. Watch over our church here. It is your church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail. And Father, we pray tonight that you just rebuke old Satan in Jesus' name. Father, we love you. We thank you. We ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. As we come tonight, wake up before you slip up. Apostle Paul here, he came and he preached the word of God till midnight. Can you imagine sitting under Apostle Paul here as he's preaching, thus saith the word of God? And it said that he was long preaching. He done got long-winded, done got preaching. But can I say he had a lot to talk about? He had a lot to say. But even as Apostle Paul, a great preacher as he was, there's people that slept on the word of God. There's people that would fall asleep physically. They would fall asleep. But can I say to you tonight, not only physically does people fall asleep, but spiritually they do fall asleep. As we come tonight, I want you to get this. And this young man named Eutychus, he fell asleep and it cost him. He said, preacher, what did it cost him when he fell asleep? We must wake up spiritually before it cost us, each and every one of us tonight. He fell into it. I want you to look at this in verse number 9. The Bible says, and there sat in a window a young man named Eutychus. You say, why was he in that window? It said he had a lot of lights there. It was a very lit chamber. And back then, they didn't have electricity like we do, so they had a lot of candles lit. And it would be later in the night there. And can you imagine all the oxygen that's being pulled out, all the everything that's going on in that upper room, how hot it's done, God, how Apostle Paul's preaching, thus saith the word of God. And this young man, he didn't just doze off, Brother Roy. He fell asleep. He fell asleep enough, he fell out the window. So I understand he's not taking a nap and he's not dozing off, but he's all the way out. He's done got to snore and he's done got asleep. And tonight as we read that, and I think about that in my life, I remember times I've sat in services just like this, had a long day at work and listened to somebody preach, and it wouldn't be long, I'd get over there and I'd get nodding off a little bit. I'd get nodding off, especially when it got boring and it didn't excite me or get me where I needed to be. I'd get dozing off a little bit. And tonight I want you to know this. It ain't only physical sleep, but it's the spiritual sleep that hurts us in our walk. Turn with me, if you will, to Romans chapter number 13 and verse number 11 tonight. And I believe this is for every born-again believer tonight to understand this, that we must not sleep. We must not fall into a deep sleep, because it'll do some things in our life. The Bible says in Romans 13, 11, here's what the Bible says, and that knowing the time, and you say, preacher, why must I wake up? And knowing the time that we're living in, and that knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, to wake up out of our sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. So tonight, he was not taking a nap. He was not dozing off, but he had fell asleep. And you say, preacher, why must I not fall asleep? Why must I wake up before I slip up? Number one tonight, in verse number 9, I'd say, we must wake up before it hurts us. We must wake up and get where God would have us to be before it hurts us in our Christian life. This man was at the house of God. This ain't a lost man. This would be a man that's come to listen to the Word of God. This would be a man that has come to this place and he is wanting to know more about God. He's wanting to hear Apostle Paul expound on the gospel and the truth of God's Word. But tonight he fell asleep in that service and it hurt him. And tonight in our services here, we must not be asleep on the Word of God, because it'll hurt you. Look with me in verse number 9. It says, and Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep. Can I say to you tonight that sleeping will cause you to fall? It said that he slumped down into a deep sleep, and here's what he did, and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead. Can I say to you tonight to wake up before it hurts you? Sleeping will cause you to fall. Hey, can I say that only that, but sleeping will cause you to become numb. Can you imagine him sitting in that service, and the greatest preacher as Paul was, there he was, he done slumped down and become numb. Hey, the Word of God and the Holy Ghost that was in that building was doing him no good. It was doing him of no favor there. And as he sat there in that windowsill, as hot as it was, and I want you to know, not only was it hot physically, but spiritually, as Paul spoke the Word of God, man, it was moving through that place, and this man sitting there, it costed him something. It hurt him in his life. Sleeping will cause you to fall. Sleeping will cause you to become numb to the Word of God. And sleeping will also cause you to be embarrassed in the local body there. Here, when he got here, I want you to know, when he fell out, I guarantee you, when he was revived, Sister Brittany, he was embarrassed. Amen. He was embarrassed that he fell out, that he had done got that far in sleep. I heard a story told about an older gentleman. He always fell asleep during church. And always when it was almost at the end, his wife would reach over there and she would just nod him real good to wake up. And he would wake up. Or he would nod him when they called on him to pray or do anything. And there was one night that it was in an evening service and he done got snoring pretty good. Have you ever been in church service and somebody snoring? Man, I've been there. They'd nod off and they'd get the hammering on it. And you think somebody's got to wake them up. Somebody's going to have to nudge them a little bit. And said the preacher just got preaching, got wound up, and said he was snoring real good, and he reached over there and she hit her husband, and said he stood straight up and started praying, and when he got done, he said, amen, let's go home. Hey, and the service wasn't even over. I'd say that man was embarrassed. Amen. Hey, tonight, can I say to you, and this man, you must wake up before it hurts you. Here, Eutychus, when he got there, that sleeping made him fall. That sleeping, he became numb to the Word of God. He became embarrassed, and sleeping will even cost you your life. Hey, when he fell out of that upper room, if Paul wouldn't have been there, he'd have been in trouble. Hey, he fell out of that third loft. He had fell about three stories down, and there he was laying, and his life came out of him. And friends, tonight, that's what happens in our spiritual life. We come in and out of church, and the preacher preaches, the teachers teach, and it ain't long. We get used to it. It gets custom, and we get numb to it, and we sleep on it, and we don't hear the Word of God like we should. Can I say to you tonight, it's time to wake up, because time is drawing nigh. We don't have near as long as we used to have, and we must wake up and tell the world that Jesus is coming back. Amen. And tonight, if you sleep on the Word of God, it's going to cost you even in your life. I see tonight, number one, that sleeping will hurt you. You must wake up because it'll hurt you. But I say this tonight, if you sleep on the Word of God, or you sleep tonight, not only will it hurt you, but it'll hinder people. It'll hinder people when you're sleeping on the Word of God. Let me show you this in the text. He said not only did it hurt them, but it will hinder tonight. Look with me in verse number 10. And you say, what does it hinder? What does it hurt that I'm in church just nodding off? What does it hurt that I'm nodding off and I'm not reading my Bible and I'm not going to church and I'm not doing it? What does it hurt that I'm asleep spiritually? Look at this in verse number 10. It said, and Paul went down. Number one, can I say it hindered the service? Paul had to go down. Paul had to quit preaching and he had to go down to that individual. I've been in church here and you have too. Not somebody sleeping, but somebody gets sick and they fall out or we had to call the ambulance. You know what happens? The service is over. It's because there was a real sickness. But here this man was just sleeping. He had just fell asleep and fell out and it hindered the word of God being preached. It hindered the service. It said, and Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves for his life is in him. I say to you tonight, wake up before you become a hindrance in the church. He says tonight, it hindered the service. Can I say to you tonight, it hindered the sermon. Paul was preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and when that man fell out, all eyes got on him and the eyes got off the word of God that was being preached. It'll hinder the service. It'll hinder the sermon. And it'll also hinder the Spirit of God. Tonight in a local body church, we must not be asleep spiritually because it'll hinder the Word of God and it'll hinder the Spirit of God. I have been in services, and you have too, where you felt just a hindering spirit. You didn't know who it was on. You didn't know where it come from. Everything rolling good, everything going good, and all of a sudden it's like you throwed water on it. It just quietened down, cooled down, got cold, and it was a hindrance in the service. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 21. I want to show you this tonight, how Paul and Peter was preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost in a mighty way. 2 Peter chapter number 1 in verse number 21. Wake up before it hurts you and wake up before you become a hindrance in somebody else's walk. Man, that's just... 2 Peter chapter number 1 in verse number 21. And here's what he was preaching to him and he still slept on it. I know tonight that there's people in congregations, sometimes they work night shift, they've had a long night. I'm not talking about dozing off physically. I'm talking about dozing off spiritually. Amen? You ever been to church and didn't get nothing out of it? You ever been to church, you didn't get nothing, you don't know nothing. All you know is you was worse going out than you was when you come in. You was better when you come in than when you went out. I've been there. Man, I felt like I just soon stayed home. I'd have been better off. That's not what we're supposed to do. And most of the time when I'm that way, it ain't nobody. It's me. I can't point a finger at nobody. That finger's got to go right at me. I've either slept on it. I've not done something that I needed to do. Look in 2 Peter chapter number 1 and verse number 21. For the prophecy. Here it is. For the prophecy that they was preaching and teaching here. And this is what Eutychus was hearing. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. Hey, when Paul was preaching, it wasn't by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So Paul there, when he was preaching, that man, when he needed to wake up, number one, he was going to get hurt. Number two, he was a hindrance. And it said here, if you'll look at me in verse number 10, and Paul went down and fell on him and embracing him said, trouble not yourselves for his life is in him. Can I say to you tonight, number one, we need to wake up before it hurts you. Man, I'm telling you, the world we live in, we need to wake up spiritually. Wake up spiritually and be ready for what God has for you. Be ready when you hear Him speak. Be ready all the day long. Number two, we need to wake up before we become a hindrance and we hinder other people from worshiping God. And look in verse number 11. When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while. He said, what did Paul do when he got done and the young man got his life back in him? He went back to preaching. And what was going to probably end at midnight went to daylight. Amen? They didn't quit. They kept on. And why is that? Because number three, I want to give you this, and this is where I want to spend a little time. We must wake up before it's too late. We must wake up before it's too late. Wake up before it hurts us. Wake up before we become a hindrance. But wake up before it is too late. You never know who you might be an influence to that if you'll just wake up, you might be able to win them to Jesus Christ. You might be able to win them to Jesus. You might be an encouragement. You might be something in their life that you didn't know you was. But sleeping won't do a bit of good. Look what he says. When they therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till the break of day. He kept on to the break of day. So he departed and they brought the young man alive. It'll cost you your life. And you must wake up before it's too late. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. Listen, I'm going to show you this in the Bible tonight. We all been given a chance to wake up. Everybody in this room, you've been given a chance to wake up. And I want to take you to some places in the Word of God. Turn with me if you will. Just wake up. We must wake up. God's watching us and what we do. Turn with me if you will to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 6 tonight. Talking about waking up tonight. Waking up in what God has called us to do and being there. Wake up before you slip up. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 6. We've all been given a chance to wake up. We don't have to live asleep. We can live alive in what Christ has called us to do. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5 and verse number 6. I'll show you what the Bible says. Therefore, let us not sleep. We got to wake up. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others. When he went to Thessalonica here, same Paul, same preacher, he said, wake up. If he's telling that then, we must be telling it now. It's time to wake up. He says, therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So why are we wanting to wake up and watch? Because we got an enemy. We got an enemy. We got an adversary out there, and his name is Satan. And he knows when you're sleeping. He knows when you're nodding off. He knows when you're not as on fire as you once was. He knows when you're not there. And he's waiting on that weakness where he can jump in there and pounce on you. He's waiting on that. And Paul's saying here, he said, wake up before it's too late. Don't let him get there. You know what? Satan knows when you ain't read your Bible. Satan knows when you've not prayed. Satan knows when you've not read your Bible. Satan knows when you're at your wit's end and that you're right there. And if just it don't take nothing to fire you. He knows when you're there. And it's time to wake up and watch and be sober. Be sober-minded. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. This young man, he done got there and he done got asleep. He done fell out. And it almost costed him his life. Wake up before it's too late. Therefore, let us not sleep as others, but let us watch and be sober. Turn with me, if you will, to Ephesians 5:14 tonight. Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 14. Talking about waking up tonight. I don't know about you, but I hate waking up in the mornings. Amen? If I don't got an alarm clock, I ain't waking up. That alarm's got to go off. It's got to alarm me. It's got to wake me. If I don't set an alarm clock, I'm going to sleep the whole day out. Well, I'm going to sleep a little bit longer. You know what tonight? You've got an alarm clock built in you spiritually. And it's the Holy Ghost of heaven. And he won't let you sleep on through. It'll ring so loud when something ain't right for you to wake up. When you're starting to doze off spiritually, he's going to let it ring so loud in your head that you ought to be able to wake up. You ought to know, hey, that's not right. I need to do this. I need to do that. Wake up. Ephesians 5:14. Let's read this. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest. Those that sleep, he says, let's wake up. Let's get to where God has called us to be. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepest and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. So then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Tonight, if we wake up and we do what God's called us to do and we walk in that grace and that mercy tonight, we're going to be wise. We're going to have wisdom in what we're supposed to do when we get to that place in our life. Turn with me if you will, and this is where I want to sit down for just a few moments as well. Not only should we wake up and be sober, not only should we wake up and arise and get out of that dead state, get alive, but we must arise because we got somebody that's watching us. Tonight, I don't know about you, but in my life, I want to be awake. I want to be alert spiritually. I want to know what God's called me to do. I want to walk in that. I want to be right where God would have me to be. And I can't do that when I'm asleep. I have to be awake. I have to be alert. I have to be sober. I have to be on watch. And here Eutychus was sitting in that windowsill. He could have sat anywhere, but he got in the windowsill. So in my mind, as I read that book and I see that, he'd already set himself up for a fall. He done set himself up. He was sitting too close to the edge. Too close to the edge. Tonight, as a Christian, don't you set yourself up for a fall. Don't you get too close to the edge. If you know that you're already slipping, you know that you're already nodding off spiritually, don't you get too close to the edge. Tonight, in our Christian law, he done got too close. He done sitting in the windowsill. He done set himself up. And tonight I want to show you this. Wake up before it's too late. Revelation chapter number 3. If you'll turn there. Revelation chapter number 3. Wake up before it's too late. There's one thing my mom always did when she leave to go to work. My dad had passed. My two sisters was done gone. And I loved to sleep in. And here's what mom would do. She had to be at the garment plant, I don't know what time, early. But she'd come in there and she'd say, BJ, what? Get up. Okay. Son, get up. Okay. Hey, I done said get up. I sit up. I said, yeah, what is it? You got school today. Get up. I get up. I go in there and sit. I'm walking out the door. Are you awake? Yeah. What have I said? And I had to tell her back what she said. Because she knows I doze back off. That's nothing more than our spiritual life. That we doze off. And here's what he said in Romans chapter number 3. And if you look at me, and I believe in verse number 2. As I get back up here, Revelation chapter number 3 and verse number 2. Wake up. Man, that is just what the Lord is screaming. Wake up before you slip up. Revelation chapter number 3. In verse number 2. Let's go back to verse number 1. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write these things, saith he that had the seven spirits of God and the seven stars, I know thy works. Thou that hast a name that thou livest and art dead. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. That be watchful would be the same as wake up. Be alert. Be wise. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain. You said, preacher, you don't know how far I've done. Listen, strengthen what you got left. Wake up from right now. Don't sleep another day. Wake up right now and say, today's the day. Today's the day I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do for the Lord. Wake up today. Don't fall asleep spiritually. Be watchful or wake up and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Strengthen back what's ready to die. What's in your life that you know, man, I'm just so tired. Strengthen up. Grab you some strength. Grab you what God's called you to do. That are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. And here's what he said. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. It's so simple tonight, if you've been asleep spiritually, to get back to where you need to get back. But we complicate it so much. It's so simple. So many times people think they messed up so bad that they need to get resaved. There is no resave button. There is salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. Salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. You said, preacher, but I've done messed up. Well, you may have messed up. You may have messed up your testimony bad. You may have shot it bad. You may have been so asleep. And when he fell out that window, and hey, it embarrassed him. It was a fall. There's people in this room that you've done things that would embarrass your family. You have failed. I'm talking about you have failed out, and you said, man, I wished I'd never done that. Has anybody ever been there? Man, I wished I wouldn't have never done that, and I won't do that again. Then I find myself doing it again tomorrow. See, my salvation ain't on me. It's on Jesus Christ. When I call on the name of the Lord, he saves me. For by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself, but it is a gift of God. It's a gift that he's gifted me. And you say, preacher, what if I have fell asleep and I have slumbered and I've not been sober and I've not been watching, I've not been vigilant. What do I do now? Do I get re-saved again? No, you don't do that over. You don't do that. Salvation is a period. For by grace are you saved is a period. Salvation is a period. Sanctification, the part that you're living after salvation, is a line, that is a continual vertical line that you're living in your life, and it keeps on going. Salvation is a period. You're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And you're going from that moment until the day you die, you're going to slip, you're going to fall, and you're going to fall asleep. So what I do? What I do when I found out that I've messed it up bad? And everybody knows I've messed it up bad. I have fell out the window. And everybody sees me. And I've hurt people. And I've been a hindrance in people's life. And I've hurt the church. And I've hindered the Spirit of God in the church. What do I do now? Tuck my tail and get out and not come back? No, you don't do that. You man up. The blood's still the blood. What you got to remember is, but God commended his love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He died for you when you was filthy, no good sinner. He died for me when I was a filthy, no good sinner. Amen? He didn't die for me after I got... No, he died for me in the state that I was in. So he saved me, period. Called on his name, he saved my soul from the devil's hell, period. Now what about this walk after that when I go back and I ain't doing what I'm supposed to do and I've slept? Now what happens? He fixed to tell you here. He said, this is what I want you to do. You're not dead yet. There's things in your life that you're going to do that you're going to have to just get to that place in your life. You're going to say, get behind me, Satan. You got to repent and go on. Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. You'd be surprised what a prayer can do. There's been days in my life, Eric Cruz, I'm telling you, since I've been saved, I have got down and I have felt like a no good failure. Failure. Have you ever been there? Failure. Man, a Christian wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have said it. A Christian wouldn't have said that. And I get down on my knees and do what the Bible says, that if I confess my sins, he is faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And at that moment, he wakes me up. He wakes me up spiritually. He wakes me up. I'm not dead spiritually. I was asleep. He woke me back up, got me back to where I need to be. Still saved. Just been slipping. Sunday morning when Brother Eric, we sung that last song, Brother Eric come up and said, Lord told me to pray with you. He don't mind me telling this. And I said, amen. And when I got down that altar, he got to praying, man, and all that burden, everything I had on me, and I don't know what I had on me. You ever been there? You don't know what it is, but you know it's on you. Y'all ever been there? You don't know what it, but this is heavy, and you don't know what it is, but it's on you. And it makes you get to the place where you just ain't where you need to be. And when he got done praying, I said this, Sonny, I just reached over and grabbed his hand. And I told him what I needed prayer for right then and there. And I'm telling you, since Sunday, now he ain't God. You hear me? He ain't God. He ain't none of that. Yes, there's Tanya. He ain't none of that. He ain't none of that. He ain't none of that. But the Bible says in Galatians 6:1, it says, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, you with your spiritual restore one another. Even your preacher needs restored from a brother. And I don't know what happened at that altar, but when he put his hand on my back and he prayed for me right there at that moment, man, I've had a great week. Man, it's been pretty good. You know what I'm saying? Now, after a while ago, I may not have a great night, but I've had a great week. I've had a great week. And if you be honest, you may not have a great night neither. But that don't change my relationship with Christ Jesus. Let me show you this in the book. Wake up before it gets too late. Look at it tonight. And we're going to be quick. We're going to get out of here. Look what he says in Revelation 3:2-3. Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Remember, therefore, how that hast received and heard, and you held fast, and repent. That's repent. You ask the Lord to forgive you, you turn, you're going a different way. If therefore thou shalt not watch or wake up, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. He said, I'm going to come, wake up before it's too late. He said, because I'm coming like a thief in the night. He didn't say he was a thief. The thief is Satan. The thief has come to kill, steal, and destroy. It's what he's come to do. But here's what he said. He said this right here. He said, wake up, because sleep, you're going to be slumbering. You're not watching. You're not being. And I'm going to come and I'm going to call you. And he says tonight, we must wake up before we slip up. I don't know about you, and I don't know when I go home which way I'm going. I know I'm going to heaven, is all I know. I don't know how I'm going. I don't know what's going to take place to get me there, but I know I'm going to heaven by the blood of Jesus Christ. But I know this. When I go, I want to be awake. Spiritually, I want to be awake. They said Adrian Rogers, when he died there in Memphis in the hospital, he had cancer, he had cancer real bad. And they said every 12 hours they'd have a shift change, and RN nurses would come in and they would take care of him every time. Shift change. And said he couldn't talk. And done got his voice. And said every time that shift would change, he'd get his wife to hand him that little white board. He'd take it, he'd wipe it off, and he'd write, "Do you know my Jesus?" The next 12 hours, new nurses come on, he'd wipe it off, he'd write on again, "Do you know my Jesus?" He couldn't talk, getting to the end of his life. He said, "Preacher," and they asked him, they said, "Preacher, why do you do that?" And they said, he wrote on there, "Fresh." He wants to be fresh, wants to be new, wants to be awake, wants to be alert. Don't want to get stagnant, don't want to get there. Friends, tonight as your pastor of this church and your pastor tonight, I don't want us to get cold and complacent. I want us to be on fire for God, what He's called us to do. And I know tonight as your pastor, if I get sleeping spiritually, number one, it's going to hurt me and it's going to hurt you. Number two, it's going to be a hindrance for me and it's going to be a hindrance for you. And my time's running short and yours is too. We are the adult class tonight. Amen. So tonight, here's my prayer. Lord, let me not fall asleep because I sure don't want to slip up. If I stay in that word, I pray, I seek His face, I want you to know it goes so much better. But it don't take long for old Satan to get his old head in there, does it? But you remember tonight, your salvation is secure through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's never been about you. It's been about Him. He's the one died. He's the one bled. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord and live right and do everything right shall be saved. No, no, no. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father, I love You and I thank You for this night. Lord, I thank You for this study. Lord, I thank You tonight for Eutychus, Father, that when he came there, Father, he got too close to the edge, Father, and fell asleep. And Lord, he didn't just doze off, Father. He went to sleep. Lord, tonight, please don't let us doze off. Please don't let us nap. Lord, don't let us get too close to the edge, Father. Lord, let us stay true to You. Lord, we don't want to be a hurt and we don't want to be a hindrance because our time's getting short, Father. And I pray tonight You bless this congregation. Be with the kids as they come out tonight. Lord, have Your will and way in everything that we do. Father, I pray You just give everybody a good week and watch over us. It's in Jesus' holy, precious name. And all of God's people say, amen. You are dismissed.